Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that were.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy, happy, happy 2013. Today, of course, is Tuesday, January 8th, and it is our first show, Keeping It Real, with myself, Nikki Outlaw, along with my wonderful co-host, Katie.
Hey.
And Lady Q.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy New Year, everybody.
Bringing it to you for the first time this year live on Keeping It Real. We missed you. We did the last couple of weeks, but we hope that you had a wonderful, safe, happy, joyous Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Am I missing any? holiday season festivities, as well as bringing in the new year safe and sound with those that you cherish dear to your heart. That's what we hope that you had, and we thank you for anybody who sent us holiday well wishes. We thank y'all for doing that. But hey, we're back. We're ready to start this new year off. And talking to you and bringing you exactly what we said we're going to do, keeping it real, bringing you the hot entertainment, news flashes from the latest trends to, oh, my God, what is going on the reality shows, to what in the world is going on also on the news, as well as the politics, the craziness out here in the world, just everything that we can possibly think of, we're going to bring it to you in the comfort of your home, the comfort of your car, the comfort of wherever you are. That's our goal, as well as helping those individuals, our local talents from around the U.S. and international. So, again, as we've always said, local businesses and, not so local. We've had celebrities and A-list people, so to speak, on our show. And we continue and welcome them as always. If you want to promote yourself and what you are trying to get out there into, to everybody else, please hit us up. Either go on our fan page, send us an inbox, or go to our send us an email by going to keepingitreal@gmail.com. That's K-I-R, the number 3. al@gmail.com. We were definitely looking forward to any correspondence that we can get from you, whether you're a musician, a business owner, a model, a photographer, a DJ, whatever, hit us up. So, on that note, now that I got all the business stuff out of the way, allows you to sit back. It's a school night, so for hopefully some of us, our kids are winding down. So grab your wine, your tea, your coffee, your beer for the men, and for some ladies, whatever, some water for some of us who are fasting right now, and sit back and relax, and we hope that you will call in, push number 1, and talk to us live, definitely. So ladies, it's our first show. Are you excited?
Most definitely, yes. Woo! Ready to be.
What did you say, Kiko? I couldn't hear.
I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back live on air.
Yeah. Lady Q?
I missed you guys.
She had this delayed reaction. What's up with that? What's wrong?
Do I have a delay? I'm sorry.
You know what, Katie? I know what's wrong with her. I know what it is. I do. You know, I know she missed us. I missed y'all, too. Oh, boy, did I miss y'all. But I know what it is. And for those of our fans who've been keeping up with our page and going on with football season, we did have this little contest that had the Cowboys versus the Redskins. And we had to post her picture up, and the loser had to wear this opposite team's paraphernalia. And, of course, as all of you know, the Cowboys lost to the Redskins. Let's have a moment of silence. That was the moment of silence for the Cowboys. And so she had to go out here and she had to put on some Redskins attire and post it. And we did that. And, you know, so she's still a little bummed. And then let's have another little moment of silence for the Redskins. Okay. Okay, because they gave it their all, they did, and you know, I'm neutral. Y'all know I'm neutral, so I'm doing it for all around. But you know, I'm hoping is Art House, how's RJ3 and his injury? Is he doing good?
He's doing okay. I think he's gonna get through it.
Okay. Well, we hope he gets through it, right? I mean, because I have to admit, I did watch both games. I watched the Cowboys and the Redskins game. My whole family, I have nephews, so they were all into the sport. And they were even my little 2-year-old was like, football, go. So you know, we all went in. Then we did watch a little bit of the snippet of the other Redskins game. But you know, hey, it's all good. And of course, no matter who you play for, everybody in doggone country gonna be watching the Super Bowl. Hello. So it doesn't really matter. And by the time the Super Bowl comes, everybody's going to be rooting for somebody just because they have some fun. Excuse to come together and party is an excuse right there. There you go. But anyway, so is that why you said, you know, you were a little down with your hello, Lady Q?
I thought my hello was peppy, but I guess not. But I am a little sad about my Cowboys, I do have to say, but... Congratulations to all the Redskins fans, to KD, and to RG. It's RG3, by the way, Nikki. You said RJ3, which shows how much you watch football. It's hilarious. But anyway,
I'm good if I can say anything, you know, remotely good. So, hey, y'all know if I can get some of it out, I'm good.
But I heard he's going to have surgery. He did tear his ACL, and that was a really bad injury. I feel really bad for him. I don't think he was ready to play. I think he kind of pushed himself because there was a lot of pressure on his shoulders. You know, he kind of revitalized the franchise. So it was a good energy. The game was fun to watch because everybody was so excited, and I was excited for the Redskins fans. But I hope he's going to be okay. It was a really bad injury, so I am praying for him. That nobody wants to see anybody have something like that happen. It was really bad, but we'll see each other again next year. I'm ready.
Yep. Awesome. Definitely. You know, it's only a few weeks away. It feels, it's only a few more weeks away from the Super Bowl, so we'll all see. And you know, hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all already know I've said it tons of times. I watch the sports, but I am not that avid. You know, I don't handle team. I just keep up with who won and who lost. That to me, that's all right. If I get that good, that's fine. So if I make a little slip up, that's why I got my co-host that loves the sports to back me up and correct me, and I thank them. Thank you, ladies. Keep it up.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now that we done ended the little, you know, the contest, we're going to have to come up with something else later on, but we'll come up with something. And for those of you who have been with us since the beginning, hello, May 1st, 2012, when we were under a different name, we're getting ready to celebrate our first year of being on the air. And I know my girls and I were talking about this close to the end of last year. We definitely want to do something special. So if you have any ideas of what you think that we could just totally make our anniversary, 1 year anniversary show just really be off the top, please hit us up on Facebook at our fan page, Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Or, like I said, send us an email. We would love your suggestions while we're going through this planning phase, because we really want to plan something, and it's all about you. You, the listeners, you keep us, you know, allowing us to keep bringing it to you. And we're going to keep on bringing you stuff. Because, ladies, I got an inbox message just like last week of somebody telling us, thank you for the inspiration and the information that we're bringing. And so we're going to keep doing it, because we don't know, you know, we have no clue who's listening to our archives. We have, sometimes we don't know who's listening to us live on the computer. We know who's listening to us when you call us, but, you know, sometimes I have no clue. I know a lot of my friends, they tell me they're listening, and they find, and when I talk to them and they tell me what we talked about, I'm like, oh, yeah, you did listen. Okay. You know. Listen, y'all know I'm just true. Sometimes our family and friends be like, yeah, I listen, just to give us that support. But they just as busy as we are, and they're like, mm-hmm, yeah, you listen. Okay, what did I talk about last week? Or what did I talk about the other day? But when they can start telling you, you know, what Case D said, what else Lady Q said, what did you, what the topics, then I'm like, okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Even if you did, you know, didn't listen to it till Friday, it's okay, because that counts to us. You know, it counts to our ratings, and we love that. So we thank you for the support. But, yes, I did have somebody personally email, send me an inbox on Facebook and said thank you, and for us to keep up the good work. So that's just more inspiration for us to keep and continue to provide the topics that we provide. Yes, we have our craziness, and, yes, we sometimes just talk about some wild and crazy stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you know, we do provide you with some really inspirational, motivational information to get you off, you know, your feet, or help you, or help somebody out there, and with those type of topics and information. So we will thank you, and to that person, I thank you for sending that message to us. We will continue. We will continue, as long as Lord is willing. So yay. we're going to listen to our first song, which is called Lost in Time. No, sorry, Lost to Found.
Sometimes I don't know what we're doing. Are we living or dying? We live in a world where kids gotta die.
About the victim. Six of adults and 20 small children. Man. America, what is this? Where's the intervention? I'm writing down my tears and the answer's still missing. Black immense town, cinema movies in Aurora. Trayvon and Jordan slain down in Florida. Blacksburg, Virginia, still feels the pain. Leaving kids in school is never ever the same. Society has failed us. Where's the religion? I'm looking for some hope, hoping God sends me a vision. Montre Bradley was killed over shoes. Wake up, my people. This is the news.
Ago listening to another one of our sister shows on Lawless Radio, and I was like, oh yeah, the new year, we got to take that out. I was like, yes, our new year for our first show, that has to be one of the first songs I play. What did y'all think about that one, ladies?
Yeah, that was hot.
That was hot. I like that. Real smooth. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's like that. And y'all know I'm not a whole... don't do the whole rap thing a whole lot, but I couldn't believe it when I heard it that it was, you know, along the rap genre. But, hey, all good, all good. So, what do we want to start off with the new year? Our topics tonight, what we're going to talk about tonight is getting rid of the old. You know, we have left 2012. This is a whole new year. I'm not big on resolutions. We talked about that before we left for the new year, the old year. I do goals. I set my goals. I set them. And I try to attain them. It's better that way. You know, you're going through life anyway, setting goals and objectives. They're more attainable and reachable versus saying I'm gonna lose weight in 2 weeks or exercise more in the next month. The KD, the girl, you are still holding strong. That is not a resolution for me, nor is it a goal. But my girl KD has it down pat, and I'm telling you, if you are a friend of hers, y'all know I am telling the truth, because Lady Q and I can attest that there is not a moment I don't go on at her page just to check out and see what my girl doing, and she's got gym time. I'm like, she just had gym time like 3 hours ago. It's 3 hours. Didn't she just do it 3 hours ago? But no, I'm just kidding. She knows. But our girl is her. That's her goal. It's not a resolution. That's her goal. That's her thing. That's her change the habit she's done. And that's what people need to do. So, you know, we're going to be talking about, you know, what we feel we had to get rid of, or what we think people, you know, need to get rid of, and leave it in the past and start fresh, you know, get rid of the old, come on in the new, and then we got, I know my girls got some hot topics going on over there, I know they do, because I got a couple over here, but, you know, Lady Q, go ahead, what do you think that, to start us off with, one thing that everybody should probably leave in the past. Keep it there. Bury.
I would say
don't figure it up. Dig it back up.
What'd you say?
I said, don't dig it back up. Bury it. What do you think?
For me, it would be judgments. I feel like the last 2 years or so, we've gotten to be a very judgmental society where we feel that we have the right to constantly judge others. And I think it's okay for, you know, the outside world, but those that are in your life, you know, that you're very close with, that you love, best to sometimes just bite your tongue and not say everything. So I would like to see people be less judgmental and just love each other more and be nice to each other. I watch Ellen all the time. She's one of my favorite people, and she always ends the show with, you know, be kind to one another, and that's something that I hope people try to do more this year.
That's a good one. I like that one because you're right. I don't know what in the world is going on with our world, but, you know, times are definitely changing. I do find myself even running into more and more people. You know, they go, oh, I don't judge anybody. You know, don't judge me. But then they turn around, and next thing out of their mouth, they're, like, you know, criticizing and putting people down. I'm like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be supporting and encouraging. But you're right. It's crazy, you know. So, Katie?
I would say people need to stop assuming. Stop coming up with your own assumptions and ask questions and just communicate more throughout relationships, friendships, marriages, whatever you have, professional relationships. Just stop coming up with your own conclusions and communicate more and ask questions instead of assuming all the time. I think that's a new thing we all need to start doing.
I like that.
I like that too. Yeah. Can you two, those two things, can y'all go tell my coworkers?
No, but you can play us on archive extra loud in the office tomorrow.
Anyway, we're going to keep on doing it. But I like that one because you're right. There are so many people. People don't know what's going on with you, and they immediately have some type of conclusion. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody was trying to call me. Don't people know that I'm on the show every Tuesday from 8 to 9:30? Okay, for those people who are out there, you know, I'm going to have to tell somebody. How long have we been doing this, ladies, from since May? I mean, who knows? They keep them up. Okay, anyway. Somebody forget, I think. I think they still think that we're on a holiday. I guess what it is. But anyway. But yeah, you know, you're right. People do have form conclusions so quickly. They're quick to judge, they're quick to conclude without asking a single question. They just automatically do that. I think another thing that we need to get rid of and, you know, and leave it there, bury it, have a ceremony, I don't care, it falls right along the lines of, you know, all three of us are saying the same things. I guess I don't really need to say it, really. But, you know, the judgments, the assumptions, the conclusions, the prejudice. You know, I'm not just talking about racial prejudice, just, you know, gender prejudice that, you know, all of that. We are now in 2013. And I was thinking about this going, oh, my God, okay, we have Obama, you know, another term, another 4 years.
Woo-hoo!
And this yeah. This last election, though, brought out some evilness that we did not see last time. I mean, we saw some of us, yes, I take it back. Some of us did see it in 2008, but it was deafening this past year. It was more apparent, more out there than I'm saying in my lifetime, I think I've seen, and maybe if I keep thinking, I probably could think of something else I've seen that was right up there. But I think, you know, we need, you know, we need to get rid of these things. We need to put them in the past. Women are working men's jobs. Men are doing women's jobs. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, across the board, we're working together. We're doing each other's jobs. Get over it. You know, move on. Have a freaking ceremony for yourself. Light a candle. Pray on it. Whatever you need to do, but you need to move on. And the thing about it is, we as individuals, we're the first instrument to be utilized to push the moving it on, you know, bringing it to a new. Because if we don't fall into that pattern of being judgmental, being drawing conclusions, being prejudiced, or whatever those attributes that are old, if we don't, you know, fall into it, then somebody else can't bring you into it, and then they're gonna know. Okay, well then, you know, I can't do that. You know, at least around them, and before you know it, you've changed that person's behavior or attitude. At least one. It starts with one person, and it, you know, multiplies into thousands and millions. That's what I think needs to be, among other things, buried and left in 2012. And our three things that all three of us came up with, they all coincide.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
So, my cohort host, y'all were all excited. Y'all got quiet on me. What did I pray for? Yeah, man.
Well, you were preaching, sister. We were doing it.
Exactly.
You know how you had the congregation's attention, Miss Ma'am.
Right.
Y'all know how I get. Imagine. Wait, I can't wait till we are. Y'all know where I'm going with this. I hope y'all know where I'm going with this.
Yes, in our own studio.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, our own studio, live and in person. Because y'all know, y'all going to be, instead of just sitting there quietly, y'all, like y'all are now, y'all going to give me the look like, all right, you pitch it. Let's grind it down. Come on. Because, you know, I guess I'm going. You bring it down. Come on. I think the audience got it. Because I'm claiming it, and it's going to be ours, ladies. It's going to be ours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Not sure when, how, or with who, but, you know, the Lord did not give us these gifts that he has placed in our hearts last year to three people who this was not even our focal point, even on our radar, but he brought it to us. We're doing it, and, you know, there's too many people who have come to me, and I know as probably as well as to you too, that are saying, you know, keep it up, and I see many more things coming ahead. So we just have to keep, you know, doing what we're doing. It's going to come. It's going to come. Yeah. With that said, what about something else that we need to get rid of? You know, we talked about those really detrimental three things, but I would love to get rid of, you know,
I would say parents being friends with their children. That's something we need to get rid of. It's time for parents to be parents.
Amen.
I know, I was like, whoop, let me do the church dance. Yes. Oh, my God. I see so much of that, especially when they get to their teens. And I know Lady Q and I, we got a girl. But I'm sorry. I love my daughter. I do. And my mom and I, of course, now that I'm my age, you know, we can be best friend mama things.
Uh-huh.
But when your kids are in teens, ain't time to be no doggone friend. No. No. Not happening. Sorry. We have a call, Lord, ladies. She called in straight up from Cali. Gina Love.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, son.
Hey,
dog. How are you?
Hey, it's me. It's Gina.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Thank you.
I was trying to think. What is the topic today? What's the old and what the new?
Yeah. So what do you think that, what do you think from your perspective we need to leave in the past, leave it in 2012 and not bring it
in? We have, I'm going to be nervous about this one. My son's dead. I actually went to church on New Year's Eve and rung in the New Year. And that was kind of one of the things we had to write down, what bugged us or what we don't want to move in the new year with, and just tossed it in the back. They called it your burden. And a lot of people ask why my son's dead. But I don't remember if you remember when you did your show when I called in about the domestic violence.
Yes, we remember.
So that's the only thing I can really say, but it's like a burning off of my shoulder. I got my son, because I haven't called in, so you guys don't even know the whole update. I fully have my son back. My CPS case is closed.
Awesome,
so,
yay.
Congratulations.
It was it got closed in October, so a lot of people said I'm harsh about it, but I said, and just for all of the listeners out there, it doesn't even have to be a domestic violence situation, but why bring in the negativity? If you have negativity in the old year, try to leave it and just, like the pastor said, put your burdens in the trash, move forward with a new year. If you believe it, I don't know what everybody's faith is, but our topic for the new year was moving forward with God for 2003. So that's just my new philosophy of life. The past is the past. Yes, I still cause negativity, but that doesn't mean I have to be negative back. I'm going to look at it in a positive way. I'm not trying to preach on everybody today, but that's just my philosophy for the new year. Just don't look at everything in a positive aspect. I mean, in a negative, I'm sorry.
Huh? That's a good way to go into it. And to leave all your thoughts about his father and everything that you went through the last 2 years, and overcoming that struggle that you had and the difficulty with his father. Because you now have your son, you're making a new for yourself and for him, and you don't need to have that weighed down on you or your son. And that is the best, actually, thing to do for yourself, to go in and going into this new year. So you did the right thing by leaving that, and by you saying that the weight was lifted off of you. That just told you right there that, you know, you did the right thing.
Well, it weighed me down to the point, I don't know if you guys seen the new display picture on my Facebook. The new haircut came because I was stressing to the point where my hair was shedding. And I'm like, why is my hair shedding? What's going on? Not even knowing my son's dad was just, I knew he was stressing me, but not to the point, not a little bit of hair. It's like shedding and packed. So I finally get to my hairstylist, and I asked her, I said, because at first everybody's like, oh, you have new growth. I'm like, new growth don't make your hair just fall out like this. It's like something's not right. So my hairstylist, I told her, I said, I don't know what you're going to have to do. She said, I can save it, but your hair is going to have to be cut. And I just told her, I said, you know what? New year, new hairstyle. I was like, let's do it. I said, I need a new head attitude. I'm not going to let them strip me out. I can't do it anymore. I said, like I said, a lot of people are like, oh, why are you keeping him away from your son? I said, I'm not trying to label him as a bad guy. I'm like, but my son's about to be four. My son lyrically will say, I don't want to talk to you, Dad. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? My son, I said, he sees you not spending time with him. He doesn't know you're out doing, selling drugs and doing all of that. But
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want that around my son. I said, I don't need my son growing up in a bad environment.
Right. Well, Tina, like you said, like you said, not to go into everything that you've gone through, but you basically have done what you needed to do, and that's the main thing that we need to get our audience out there to know about, is the fact that you let it go, and the thing that everybody needs to do is anything that that's got them weighted down on their shoulders is, you know, keep it, get rid of it,
right,
and come in the new year, you know, positively. And, girl, we always are thanking you and keeping you, you know, in our thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, okay? We're going to...
Okay, before you left, I know you're not on that part of the segment, but I did have a question, and I don't know if it could be a what in the world topic. That's why I said I know you're not on that part of the segment. What would you do if you have a certain way of disciplining your kids, but they go to the grandparents' house and they like literally whoop them, but you don't believe in whooping your kids?
Good topic. We might use that for another show. Not sure if we'll get to it tonight, okay?
That's fine. I just, like I said, I just kind of, because I didn't want to be rude and be like, don't take them over there no more, but I'm like, I kind of need some feedback on that one.
You know, we always love your suggestions, so always keep them, you know, just email them and stuff, and we'll, you know, because we have tons of topics that we're going to be doing for, you know, over the course of the month. All right?
Okay. Okay, I will do that.
All right. It's exactly what you want to bring into 2013, no matter what you're doing, whether you're recovering domestic violence, whether you're recovering alcoholic, whether you're just getting out of a bad relationship, and not even if it's nothing you're going through that's bad, you know, that you didn't leave 2012 in a bad way. But you know what? The best thing to do is to switch your mindset, switch everything, and think of it positively. This is actually, ladies, this is one of the things that I actually am doing for 2013, you know, and I'm only on day 8. So... hopefully I will continue on. But I have actually started waking up and thinking about things differently. You know how when we wake up, we go, oh, God, I got to get up. Oh, God, I got to get the kids together. Oh, God, I got to go to that job. You know, I've actually, you know, been getting up, and especially, you know, last Wednesday when everybody went back to work and school, I've been getting up going, okay, it's a, you know, my mindset's a little bit different, you know. Okay, yay, it's a good day. You know why? Because God woke me up, or Buddha, or Allah, whoever you worship for. But, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, I start my day off thinking I woke up because I couldn't have woken up. You know, so I start my day off with a positive spin now. And instead of going, oh, God, I got to go to that job and see those people, I go, I have a job. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful because there are people out here that don't or about to get laid off. And the fact that I work my day job dealing with helping individuals obtain a job, I know how many people are out there that don't have jobs. I mean, where I work, we have close to 200 people that we're servicing in a very small area that are looking for work. 200. I called 8 of those people today because of 4 positions in another area city in, you know, Virginia. Okay. Other people are calling for those same 4 positions to that same company. So I've started to change my mindset. So definitely positive is what we need to do for 2013 and changing the mindset.
Definitely.
Okay. I was like, are my ladies still there? Did they get cut off?
We're still here.
Okay. Moving. Let's take, we're going to listen to a song called Spain by Legacy, and not Legacy, it's Legacy, not Legacy.
Well, I've never been to Spain.
I was grooming in the spring, top down, riding through the streets, nodding to the beat. Got my man sitting next to me, rubbing on my knee, feeling kind of sweet, yeah.
They say the ladies are insane.
That's me, crazy with my friends, out for fun again, looking for a place to dance. Want a little romance, take me by the hand, you can be my man. Wanna run away, we can.
They don't abuse it.
I promise to be nice.
Never gonna lose.
Come to me.
Fountain was In the Dark by Bobby featuring Ebony Slater. That was nice. That was nice as well. We are now going to shift gears and talk about some hot topics, hot things going on in our world that we feel that you need to know about, and just keep it light, because like I said, it's the first show of the year. We don't want to keep it all down. Yes, we go on and on and on about the different things that y'all can leave behind and what you need to move on with in the future. But, you know, I think everybody has the understanding and the gist of where we're coming from. But now we're going to switch gears and move it on. And I'm going to switch it also and pass the mic on over to Lady Q.
Yeah, girl. I want to talk about one of Katie and I's favorite subjects, reality TV.
Oh,
yay. Okay. So I'm excited because a bunch of my new shows are coming back, so I'm excited for that. But along with some of the good stuff, of course, is always some really, really bad stuff. So I'm sure Katie had this one, but I have to say it really quickly because I found out, I think, from you, Katie, or it might have been Zane first and then you posted, but I don't know. But anyway, there's a rapper, I don't know his name, but he is having a new reality show on the, I won't say the network, because I don't want to promote this, but anywho, it's called All My Baby Mamas, and it follows the life of this rapper and his 10 baby mothers and his 11 children and his 19-year-old fiance, I think, or girlfriend, I don't know, but at any rate, the girlfriend fiance is the same age as four of his oldest kids. She's actually younger than two of his kids and older than two other of the kids. So, wow. Really? What do we think about that?
The rapper she's talking about is Shawty Low. He's a rapper based out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's just ridiculous, but I think it's just ratchetness, and I'll be watching. But I heard that.
I know, right? I was gonna say that.
I heard that the network is now like rethinking it because everybody has so much to say about it. You know, everybody has their own opinions, and now the network is like, I don't know if I'm gonna pick this up, but it was once picked up, so I'm not sure what's gonna happen now. So we'll be watching.
That is so funny, because that was like oxymoron. Like, okay, yeah. Oh, but you know what? I'm going to be watching.
I love it.
When you said that, I'm like, you can saw my mouth over here. I tell you, I wish we were, you know, I can't wait till we get to that point and we can see those facial expressions. Because you were like, and I'm like, no, she didn't. She's not going to watch one of these. And when you came back and said, I was like, oh, okay, I saw something. I was, here we go. You got a fever.
I actually
heard about that myself, and I was kind of like, oh, really? You know, I'm going. But, you know, y'all know I won't be watching it. And when I say I won't, y'all know I mean I won't. I'm going to get all my tidbits from you guys.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did. That is one that I did hear about, and I was just floored. I was like, really? Okay, all right, but
yeah.
When I heard it, I thought, now this is just too far. Y'all are just taking it too far. You're just doing ugly things. But then I got sucked in and started watching. They had a, I guess it was either the pilot or maybe just a preview.
Like
I don't know. It was like a little, you know, video, basically getting to know the ladies and their whole story and what the story was and what the show was. And I have to say, I was intrigued. I watched the whole thing, and I was kind of like, well, I think I'm going to watch because now I'm nosy. And it's like, it's, you know, and that's what they do. They, of course, you know, intrigue us by making it entertaining. And it is entertaining to see 10 black women with all these different personalities in Atlanta trying to get along. And they come up with a pretty good system. And, you know, and then, of course, they've got the young chick coming in and thinks she's about to rule something. And it's just, they made it interesting. And I have to say, I'll be watching. If it comes on the air. I don't think it will. But if it comes on the air, I think I'll watch.
About it, what gets me about it is that each baby mama has a title. They have the evil baby mama, the nice baby mama.
The crazy baby mama.
The crazy baby mama.
The fighter.
Cool
they got
mama.
The fighter baby mama.
And then they have the boss baby mama that they call.
Do they have a saint baby mama? I mean, somebody got to be up there and go, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they do have a bougie baby mama.
Yeah, bougie, the one who doesn't, she doesn't like the term baby mama, and she kind of feels, you know, above it all, which is hilarious because you're one of ten. Like, how are you above it all? How are you in any way bougie?
Girl,
that's hilarious.
Get your
life.
That's for real. Wow. Okay. Wow, that's crazy. See, I told y'all, I can just live vicariously through y'all, and anytime the reality stuff come on, I just wait to hear it on Tuesdays because y'all give me the summary, and I feel like I've already seen it and don't need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awesome. It's all good. I love it. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're into the reality TV shows like my girls, they don't hit you to a new one that may or may not come on the air with all the controversy. So stay tuned, and Lady Q didn't want to give out the channel because we ain't trying to really promote it, but y'all probably know already what channel it's on, and it's not, hello, that's what Google is for.
And that channel's not paying us. That was the main reason why I'm not trying to promote that. And I don't know, it ain't paying us.
Hey, Lady Q, you know I was feeling you on that one because I didn't want to give out free advertisement. And thank you. And you know what, and since we're talking about advertisement, any business or individual entrepreneur that would like us to promote and say your information on the air so that all that listen can hear it, or if you would like for us to also promote your stuff on our fan page, hit us up and we'll talk.
Absolutely.
Because, you know. I'm all about that, but I ain't doing it for free. And let's keeping it real.
That's what we do.
Sorry. I got bills to pay. But we got bills to pay just like everybody else, and food to put on the table. Gas to get in the car to get to A and B and sometimes Z. So just saying. So that was actually a cool hot topic. And I know, KD, you got another one for me. Hit me.
Yes, I did. So this video model is arrested for allegedly murdering another model with deadly booty shot.
What?
Girl, I saw that on our page. I like to die laughing.
That's a mess. Like, what is really going on? Like, people are putting cement in their butts. Like, really? Like, is it that serious to get a big butt? Like, oh, my gosh. What about fries?
No. No, that was just some craziness.
It's just like this new thing now.
Lady Q, did you know the article she's talking about?
I don't.
Oh, God, girl, go to our page.
Yes.
Me and KD have been hitting our page up hard, like, the last 2-3 days. We've been hitting it hard.
I'm so sorry. I'm, like, kind of purging a little bit from Facebook. So if I'm a little out of the loop, I apologize. I'm kind of not on as much as I was on before. So I'm a little bit behind.
Believe me, if it wasn't for business, I would be purging, too. I'm actually doing the same thing personally. But business-wise, I got to keep thinking. But, yes, you need to go to our page. And for everybody out there, we have tons of information that we try to keep you informed about, whether it's local stuff, national stuff, whatever it is, whether it's fashion, entertainment, crazy what in the world stuff. We're going to keep it and bring it to you. And as we go and move forward, KD and I, as we see it, somebody sends it to us, we read it in a feed or we see it in a paper, we're going to Google that sucker, and we're going to put it up there so that you can see. We're also going to try is also bringing, you know, some more, you know, motivational, inspirational things as we see it, too. We're going to try and really brand our Keeping It Real and show and bring it and make it really all around for every individual, male and female. And so definitely hit our page. We got lots of stuff. I'm telling you, keep scrolling down. Crazy stuff. There's women out there. We got some fashion. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to take Lady Q. When we get to that point, she's going to be our stylist.
Who?
Katie is going to be hooking us up. I won't even have to worry about anything. I can just go into the studio stuff and be like, what you got for me today? So I don't have to worry about it. Because, you girl, those rhinestone shoes. Anyway.
Girl.
Those spikes.
Yeah. That was hot.
That was hot. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about fashion because Katie found these. And Leslie, yes, I know, Lady Q, you didn't see them, but she found these, oh, my God, white spikes, shoes, and a purse. Like those,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Louis Vuitton?
They are killer. They are killer. You don't want to, don't pick no female off that's wearing this matching set, because I'm telling you, wham, and you're gone.
Yes, just to let you ladies know and fellas know that spikes are the fashion trend for 2012. And ladies, red is the fashion color as well for 2013. 2012 was a spike year as well, but they're bringing it into 2013 because people are loving it so much.
Yes.
So,
ladies, y'all know black and red, you got to have in your closet regardless all times.
Yes.
Those are the always have in your closet, black and red. It's standard, got to have it no matter what, definitely. Is it almost that time, ladies? I think it is. We're going to go to a commercial so I can hopefully bring our special guest to say what we need him to say. He was the founder of this particular segment. So hopefully I can get him to say it now that I want him to, right? So we're going to listen to a song. If it will play, the computer is acting crazy. It's still in there. There it is. All right. Everything About You by Thomas Walker and Ron Jackson.
Yeah. We like to dedicate this one to all the sexy, beautiful ladies all over the world. It's Everything About You. Tell them, Javon.
Baby, come and get a little closer so I can hold you, yeah. Baby, you looking so good. I'm wondering if I should go ahead and give you this rose. Baby, I wanna do your body so right.
Oh,
you like that, baby. Ooh, I like it too, baby. You see what I want you to do? I want you to get in that position.
Baby.
All right, we're down to our last half an hour. I can't believe it, our first show of the new year, and it is going fast, but loving it. As most of our fans, after 9 o'clock, we go into this special segment that was brought to me and my ladies by my wonderful 2-year-old nephew, and fortunately, I have him with me tonight so that he can introduce this segment the way he says it, and it is called
Hey-yo.
What in the world? That is right. What in the world? Let's say it again for the ladies and the gentlemen.
Hey-yo.
What in the world? Yes. That is our segment. The ladies and I try to say it like he does, but we don't get it like he does. And he, you know, presented that to us months ago because he just came to me one day and he said, Sissy, what in the world? Of course, I still can't get it like him. And I just thought it was so cute because that's exactly what our segment that we do, you know, is crazy what in the world segment. Because I don't know what I was doing, but I was doing some crazy stuff just making laugh. And he is the creator of our what in the world segment. So say it one more time, all right? Say what in the world.
Hey, can I stop it?
Say, what in the world?
What in the world?
All right, yes. Okay, you. All right, you go back up there with Grandma. All right, yes, this is our what in the world segment. That's what we're going to. Okay, he don't want to leave, ladies, so if y'all. Look, he done got bitten by the on-air thing. He was like, no. Okay, you got to try and be quiet, okay? All right. So, anyway, some of our what in the world stuff we have on our fan page, if you have been listening. One craziness that I, well, actually, you know what? I normally have KD start this. I'm just kept, on going. See, he just got me so excited. KD, do you want to start?
No, you can start. Go ahead.
But isn't he cute? Do y'all love him? He's so cute.
Yeah.
Too cute. Well, I actually put this on our page. I don't know. I think I did it yesterday. But it's kind of, it's a sad what in the world. Because this 10-year-old, and I highly suggest our listeners to please go to our fan page, Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw on Facebook. Or, you know, you can like us also on our Twitter pages. Mine is Nikki with 1K Outlaw. And Katie, give them yours again.
Girl, not tonight.
Not tonight. Anyway, but you can also go there and we post stuff as well. But you're so silly. Anyway, but this little girl, she was like, I think she was 10. She was about 10 years old. And it was Jade Morris. And she was killed. She was murdered by her babysitter or nanny, or friend of the family. I can't remember. I read the story like 2 days ago, three days ago. But it was crazy because I'm going, what is this world come to that you're harming little kids? It's bad enough that we have to deal with, pedophiles, and that, but the point that you're going to murder the future the last time I read it, nobody had a clue of the reason why. Why this senseless act is always reminding us of how, we still have a clue from how 2012 ended with the shady, with the elementary school kids and them that, being killed. It's those are the crazy what in the world things that, and it's not a crazy as far as crazy, but crazy as far as senseless type of acts that are done out here. Just this evening, as I got home, I quickly looked at our local station, and a six-month-old was killed by a father. 6 months.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
They're harmless babies. They're going to cry. That's their way of communicating. If you don't know what's wrong with them, figure it out. Are they hungry? Did you feed them 30 minutes ago? Are they wet? Hitting them upside their little brain, which is still forming, knocking them into a wall, and saying that a cat jumped on them is inexcusable. Inexcusable. And I think the mother, if I remember correctly, is also being charged as well, but they're mainly looking at the father or the boyfriend or whoever he is to the child. It's 6 months. Those two, and I think there was another one that was on that I put on the page, but either way, those two are some crazy, what in the world, senseless acts and crimes. Y'all, your thoughts, ladies?
A mess.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. That's just... It's just no words.
I know. But I wanted, I was putting that out there to go, I want to bring a damper on the night. I was putting it out there because we need to pay attention to mothers and fathers and babysitters and nannies and caregivers and perfect strangers. Anybody that's around our people, our kids. We need to be and pay close attention to who's around them and listen to our children. Most of us know when our children are telling us a lie and a story, you can tell, what's going on. So that's why I brought it out. Not to put a damper on the night. Not a sort of thing for a night. So, what's another what in the world topic? That's the one I had. I wanted to bring that one.
Okay, I have one. This is for you, Stacey. This is crazy. This is in Delaware. There's a place. Is that feedback?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it from me or her?
I only heard it when Katie was on.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to mute you, Katie, and bring you back. Hold on. That sometimes works. Hold on. All right, Katie. Okay. She's going to call us back. She dropped. Lady Q, you still there?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. There
she
is.
Oh, I got feedback going on, too.
I don't know what it is. Because I don't hear any feedback at all, so. Okay. Katie?
Okay, I'm back.
Yay, she's back. I don't hear anything, but Lady Q hears it. So
Lady
what was continue with the story.
Okay, it's in Delaware on a playground. There's a sign that's saying Latinos need permits to play.
What?
Yes.
Doesn't this follow along with what I said at the beginning of the show? Prejudice? Pre-prejudice? I mean, issues too many. Okay, finish the story. Finish the story. I'm shaking my head.
Yes, this sign was put up in a number of Delaware playgrounds. It's being described as anti-Latino and racist. And it just had caused an outrage, and it went viral. And the message is written in Spanish.
Oh, my God. You know what? If that had been me, I would have been ripping that sign down. Go ahead and find me, you know, $100, $500, however many dollars that you want to buy, because that's wrong. That's just straight up wrong. I mean, we're not putting up a sign that says whites on this side, blacks on this one anymore, so therefore we shouldn't be putting up a sign that says Hispanics or Puerto Ricans or whatever. You know, you have to have a permit to come to a doggone park. It's a public park. I mean, parks are for everybody, regardless of, you know, creed, color, nationality, ethnicity. It's for everybody to go in and freely walk and play and do whatever. That is some doggone nonsense, and somebody in that state needs to do something before it gets more out of hand than it already is.
Exactly.
Lady Q, I know you just got back. So did you hear any part of what Katie was talking about?
I didn't. I heard her say a sign at a park that said, oh, no, I think it's my phone. Sorry. Having some phone trouble.
Oh, too funny. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we call it live. We have our technical difficulties. Okay, let's see. That's great. All right, okay. Try it now, Lady Q.
Testing. We are terrible.
But you know what, ladies? When we're all together, we won't have to worry about this problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and it's going to happen soon, so let's just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Hey, I'm trying to put fillers in here while we're experiencing technical difficulties.
So, Lady Key, you ready to hear what the story was about? Is she there?
I am, yes, ma'am, I'm here. I heard a sign, something about Latinos. What did it say?
The sign is saying that Latinos have to have permit to bring their kids on the playground. And this is in Delaware.
Permit? Like a permit
yes.
to play?
Yes.
Where do you even get a permit to play? Like, what is that? I don't even understand. Wow.
Yeah, isn't this some craziness?
That
like,
is
that
crazy.
Is
I'm,
the world.
I'm, yeah, that's a big one.
Mhm. Yeah. It's like it's you know, and I, as I was saying when you were coming back in, is that you know we don't have no more white signs, no more black signs, and therefore we shouldn't have no more Puerto no any type of sign. And if somebody in that state don't hurry up and stop this and fix it, then you know it's going to get a lot of more. You know, it's going to explode, and not just in that state. It's going to turn around and it's going to migrate. And somebody else is going to be like, okay, you know what? Well, we did it. It's a form of, you know, we're going to go backwards. And, you know, like we said earlier, beginning of the show, you know, get rid of it, move forward. We're all working together, you know. So, wow, that was a good one, Katie. Get us all riled before we end the show. And look, you, I got us all sad. You got us all feisty. I don't know if we got one to make it all nice and mellow to ease us tonight. That's just not what we do. We keep it real. We just, we're bringing you the facts. Got to keep it up. Keep it up. Well, ladies, it is almost the end of our night. Can you believe it?
No.
No. Our first night of 2013. It's been awesome. I totally missed y'all the last 3 weeks. Or is it, no, 2 weeks. Phew. I'm feeling like three. As always, I enjoy both of you, and I can't wait till we are laughing it up. And the people are going, okay, I know they're laughing too much. I can't understand a word they're saying. And live and in person. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Keeping It Real with myself, Nikki Outlaw, wonderful KD, and Lady Q. We love each and every one of you. We thank you for your support and your encouragement throughout the our each Tuesday and just, you know, keeping us going. Please continue to listen to us on Tuesdays from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, as well as please go and like our fan page at Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw on Facebook, as well as if you're, like I said, if you're a business entrepreneur, artist, individual doing something that you want to promote that's positive, hit us up at keepingitreal@gmail.com. That's KIR3AL @gmail.com. Also, tune in on Wednesdays to The Grind with the Chairman, on Thursdays with Bucking Off. That's one of our new shows. And on Fridays, now at noon, the midday hour, with Dr. Passion, giving you that midday romance and advice. Ladies, you want to say good night to our listeners?
Yes, good night. And so much feedback. Boo. Good night. And thank you guys for joining us tonight. And we'll see you next week.
Lady Q?
Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week. Hopefully we'll work out a little bit.
All of our technical difficulties. Exactly. So we thank you again. Oh, I saw somebody pop up at the last minute, but I know who that is. Hey! Lady Q, tell my dad hello. And always thanking him for tuning in and giving us all our support. Love him. But, yeah, so definitely tune in next week, same time, same station, relaxed and sitting back and listening to our crazy selves. And this has been Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q. We're going to go out. Okay. We're also having technical difficulties, ladies, on the board. This is crazy. Okay, here we go. we're going to end the show with a song tonight. Going to end it with Millionaire Girl, because us three are millionaires.
Hey.
Love you, Lulu.
It's flawless, baby.
Flawless.
You already know what it is, nigga. She's the boy, Monic, Sonic, she's waiting to build it. Millionaire, baby. Check it out.
Tonight you're gonna be a millionaire.
Be a millionaire.